I'm speaking to you today with inspiration from a book by Billy Graham, which was called Nearing Home. It was written when he was nearly 94. Sorry. And in that book, there were 23 quotes from Proverbs. So we've certainly, he values that book very highly. Billy Graham was probably the most well-known evangelist in our time. He wrote the book Nearing Home, not from the strength of his youth, but from the quietness of his later years, when he kept a wheelchair, a walking stick and a wheelie walker always within reach. He was nearly 93, he was. In that book, he reflected on ageing, on life's final chapters, on how we can prepare to finish well. One line stands out to me. I never thought I would live to be this old, but I want to finish well. That's the call for every one of us, not just for the elderly, but for all. Because from the moment we are born, we are getting nearer to home. Psalm 92 says, they will bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. God doesn't intend for our later years to be wasted ones. They can be some of the richest of all. Accepting the reality of ageing is not easy. Ageing is not an accident. It is part of God's design. Ecclesiastes 3, which I think is probably my favourite part of the Bible, although almost every part of the Bible is my favourite when I'm reading it. It says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven, which is really what we're all thinking about today, with a question or with an acceptance, who knows. Ecclesiastic 12 said, remember now the Creator in the days of your youth. Before the difficult days come, remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed. Billy Graham wrote in Nearing Home, when you read this passage as a young preacher, when I read this passage as a young preacher, I can assure you I did not relate to it as I do now. What impresses me now is that Solomon, the wisest king ever to rule Israel, intended the young to read it in the days of youth before the difficult days come. Billy Graham admitted he struggled with the changes of ageing, slower steps, fading strength, this feeling that he couldn't do what he once did. And some of us know that feeling well. But he also reminded us every stage of life has its own purpose. Instead of bitterness, we can choose gratitude. Instead of complaining about what is lost, we can thank God for what we have had and what remains. Finding purpose in every season. God never retires his children. Retirement may change what we do, but it does not change who we are. Until our final breath, we belong to him, and he has work for us. Titus 2 reminds older believers to be mentors, men and women of wisdom, encouragement, and prayer. Perils face us as we age. We are vulnerable to anxiety, fear, depression, anger, and loneliness, and self-absorption. If we're not vigilant, we can succumb to one or more of these negative conditions. If we do, our world shrinks, and it can even become a trap, difficult to escape from. And because of that, we'll probably not be available to fulfil those purposes that God may still have for us. An older Christian who sinks into negativity, misery and self-absorption is not going to be a source of inspiration or an effective mentor to younger friends and family who will one day be facing the same challenges. Even when we cannot run about with energy, we can pray with power. Even when we cannot work as before, we can speak words of comfort, guide younger generations, and model patience and perseverance. Your greatest influence may not be behind you, it may be right now. Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." When you hear inheritance, you may think of money or possessions. But the most valuable legacy is not in the bank. It is in the heart. It is faith, character, and godly values. We all long for our nearest and dearest to find their way to salvation. A woman relayed a story to Billy Graham, which he included in his book, Nearing Home. She told him, "My sweet mother, 76 years old, who never did any wrong in my eyes, struggled with my belief that all people were born sinners, according to Scripture. I prayed for years that she would come to recognise her own sin and repent, so that she would know the salvation of Christ and have the promise of eternity with him. When I received a call that my mother was on her deathbed, I travelled from Europe to her home in Florida. She took my hand and said, 'My dear, when I'm gone, take heart. The Lord has saved me.' 'Mother, how did this come about?' I said. 'When I could no longer do for myself and I was committed to this bed, I realised I had come to the end of myself. I had no more control over my life. I felt lost in my own house. The home here healthcare attendant who has been coming would patiently read to me sometimes from the Bible, 'There is none righteous, no, not one. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God.' And for the Son of Man," and she read, "'For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.' That moment for me will never fade." That was the daughter speaking, not the mother, that last bit. "When I met the dear lady who had faithfully led my mother to the Lord, I was stunned at the vitality of her life. She was the same age as my mother. It gave me great comfort to know that God can use us, no matter what our age, to minister to others if we make ourselves available. The Bible says that a true witness delivers souls." That's from Proverbs 14:25. Billy Graham shared how the prayers of his mother shaped him. Many of you are here because someone prayed for you and lived faithfully before you and left you a spiritual inheritance. What legacy are we who here, who are nearing home, leaving as our legacy? Will your children, your grandchildren, your friends remember your faith in Christ as clearly as they remember your smile or your voice? Preparing for eternity. Life is short, eternity is long. Hebrews 9:27 reminds us, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment." How do we overcome the perils that steal our zest for life? Let the promises of God's word, the Bible, uphold you every day. Turn constantly to him in prayer, confident not only that he hears you, but even now, Jesus is interceding for you. Focus your thoughts on Christ and maintain your condition with other believers who can encourage and help you. The Bible's words are true. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. We may be successful in putting our personal affairs in place, but if we do it at the sacrifice of the more important, putting our spiritual affairs in order, we miss the joy and purpose of life. The Bible says a wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. Proverbs 24:5. Strength is found in the wisdom of God, and that is at our disposal, whether young or old. Billy Graham never shied away from that truth, but he also pointed us to Christ's promise. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. Sorry about this business of runny nose. He tells a story about his wife. Long before she came bedridden, she was driving along a highway through a construction zone, carefully following the detours and mile-by-mile cautionary signs. She came to the last one that said, end of construction. Thank you for your patience. She arrived home chuckling and telling the family about the posting. When I die, she said, I want that engraved on my stone. She was light-hearted but serious about her request. She even wrote it out so that we wouldn't forget. While we found the humour enlightening, we appreciated the truth that she conveyed through those few words. Every human being is under construction from conception to death. Each life is made up of mistakes and learning, waiting and growing, practicing patience and being persistent. At the end of construction, death, we have completed the process. I love this passage from the Psalms. Psalm 139:13-16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. It's very timely. Death says, this is the finality of accomplishment. While we cannot add anything more to our experience, believers in Christ have the hope of hearing the Saviour say, well done, good and faithful servant, Matthew 25:21. The person who knows Christ does not need to fear death. For the believer, death is not the end, it is homecoming. It is stepping into the presence of the Lord we have loved and served. This goes on forever. Encouragement for the journey. Growing anything takes time. Patience has become a lost virtue. 100 years ago, the hourglass marked time. Today, if the iconic hourglass remains on the computer screen longer than a few seconds, it causes undue stress for the student or executive who has no time or patience. It is no accident that the Bible compares us to trees, urging us to be sure our spiritual roots are deep and strong. The psalmist wrote that the godly person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, Psalm 1, verse 3. But a tree wasn't always a tree. It began as a small seed, which in time sprouted and became a seedling. If conditions were right, that fragile seedling grew into a sapling and finally into a mature tree. The same is true of spiritual life. It begins with a seed of God's word planted in the soil of our souls that eventually sprouts and becomes a new seedling. But like a tree, that spiritual seedling isn't meant to remain a seedling forever. It's meant to grow and become strong and mature, bearing fruit that is pleasing to God. Conversion is the work of an instant. Spiritual maturity is the work of a lifetime. Even in our old age, spiritually we can still be growing the fruit of the Holy Spirit. There is still ample opportunity to grow love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Bible is the guidebook given by God to lead us to his truth and guide and encourage us through life. The Bible says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Isaiah 48:17. The Bible is not an option, it's a necessity if we are going to be rooted in him. From the time of his conversion, Paul sought always to find and follow God's will for him. He said in Philippians 3, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. Life can be like travelling on a treacherous road. There are potholes that jolt us, detours that get us off course, and signs warning us of danger ahead. The destination of the soul and spirit is of utmost importance to God, so he offers us daily guidance. Some pay close attention to God's directions, others ignore them and speed past the flashing lights. But everyone eventually arrives at the final destination, death's door. This is where the soul is separated from the body. Even on the cross, Jesus taught that death was a passage for the spirit into the presence of God, Luke 23:46. The psalmist declared, God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, Psalm 15:15. When you have committed your soul into the hands of the Maker, you still need to follow the caution signs that God has posted through his guidebook, the Bible. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. That's the encouragement today. No matter your age, God's promises still stand. His grace is still sufficient. His spirit still works in you. Hope grows brighter as we near home, not dimmer. The closer we come, the more we can rejoice in what lies ahead. Finally, nearing home is not about to decline, about decline. It is about drawing closer to the presence of God. Billy Graham's example reminds us life's final chapters can be some of the most powerful if they are lived with faith, gratitude and hope. I've been privileged to spend many hours with four particular Christian friends when they were enduring a slow and painful approach to death. Two were Quakers, one was a Baptist and one an Anglican. I spent a lot of time with each of them in their last years, and I was significantly younger than the two Quakers then. And all four were an inspiration to me through their consistent faith, love, patience, endurance, and engagement with others throughout their personal suffering. Now that I'm nearing home myself, I remember them gratefully for their example and pray that I can, with the grace of God, follow it. So whether you are young, middle-aged, or elderly, the call is the same. Live faithfully today, serve God in your season, leave a legacy of faith, and keep your eyes fixed on the home that awaits us in Christ. And when the time comes, may it be said of us, they finished well and they finished with joy. Yes. Yes. Amen.